Time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Chris Florence. And coming up, Bayer Leverkusen hold the cup holders Atletico Madrid to a draw in the Europa League. And there's another disappointing performance from Liverpool. Australia's cricketers are under pressure going into the first test in Mohali, and the US Tour's top golfer will miss the first session of the Ryder Cup. But it's football first, and Liverpool's disappointing early season form continued in the Europa League when they were held to a goalless draw against Utrecht in the Netherlands. Roy Hodgson's side, without the rested Steven Gerrard, lacked creativity. Peter Slater reports.
Well, Liverpool rode their luck a little defensively at times. They were all over the place, but they survived to take an important point. Utrecht had a goal disallowed for an innocuous push. Another effort was cleared off the line by Mielisch, and Pepe Reina made a string of good saves to leave Roy Hodgson's side top of the table after two games. The Liverpool manager named a strong side, including Fernando Torres up front. Torres still doesn't look 100% match sharp. In fact, he fluffed his only real chance, the goalkeeper saving it. So, two games, 4 points, a decent start, but this still isn't Liverpool as we once knew them.
Well, another Premier League side, Manchester City, recovered for a 1-1 draw against the Italians Juventus at Eastlands in the northwest of England. David Oates was watching.
A European tie which promised much more than it delivered. City started lethargically, and Joe Hart had already made one smart save when he was beaten by a fine strike in the 10th minute from Yaquinta. City did eventually wake up. Gareth Barry was unlucky to see his header come back on the post, but the equaliser wasn't long in coming. Yaya Toure's fine through ball, neatly converted by Adam Johnson. The second half was bereft of chances. The closest to a goal came 5 minutes from time when Del Piero's free kick clattered the underside of the bar and bounced onto the line. A draw, though, was about right, and City well placed still in Group A.
Elsewhere, there were wins for Seville, CSKA Moscow and Zenit St. Petersburg, among others. The BBC's Mark Crosley rounds up all the highlights.
Last season's winners, Atletico Madrid, got their first point of the campaign after coming from behind to draw 1-1 at home to Bayer Leverkusen. Erin Derdiok putting the Germans ahead, only for Simao Sabrosa's penalty to earn a share of the spoils for the Spaniards, who now sit bottom of Group B. In Group F, it's 6 points out of six for CSKA Moscow, thanks to a 3-0 win over Sparta Prague. Seydou Doumbia scoring twice for the Russians. Danko Lazovic also scored twice as Zenit St. Petersburg went top of Group G after a 4-2 win over 10-man AEK Athens, whilst in Group H, Stuttgart stay top after a 2-1 win over Odense in Denmark. PSV Eindhoven top Group I thanks to a 2-0 win over 10-man Metalist Kirkheath, and Paris Saint-Germain and Sevilla both have 3 points in Group J after wins over Kapati Lviv and Borussia Dortmund respectively. Porto are top of Group L after beating CSKA Sofia 1-0 in Bulgaria, and Sporting Lisbon were the night's big winners as they thrashed Levski Sofia 5-0 in Portugal to go top of Group C. Perhaps the biggest shocks of the night, though, were Dinamo Kiev's 2-0 defeat away in Austria to FC Sheriff and AZ Alkmaar's 4-1 thrashing away at the hands of Barty Borisov.
The Manchester United winger Ryan Giggs is confident that Wayne Rooney's form will return before too long. The striker had a poor World Cup and has had a disappointing start to the Premier League season. He's also had to deal with newspaper headlines about his private life. Rooney is out of the United squad for 3 weeks with an ankle injury, and Giggs says he can understand the pressure on Rooney and believes his form will soon return.
I mean, I had it to a certain level, not to what it is now. I mean, it's just magazines, front page of the papers, back page of the papers. Your just whole lifestyle is just under the microscope. And, yeah, I mean, as a young player, I can sort of know what he was going through, or he's going through. You know, people following you after training, it's hard. You just want to play football, and you just want to concentrate on your football. And, you know, he's got the right players around him, the right managers at the right club, and, you know, hopefully, like I say, soon he'll be banging in the goals and everyone will be flying again.
One of the most eagerly anticipated cricket test series has been overshadowed by the preparations for the Commonwealth Games in Delhi. India take on Australia in two test matches starting in Mohali in the next few hours. And it's the visitors who are under more pressure. That's according to our reporter Anand Basu.
This is a huge series for Australia, because if they lose this series, then they lose their number four ranking in the ICC tables. And that means they'll go into the Ashes ranked behind England. And that's something they certainly don't want to do. The Commonwealth Games happening in India, it's been a bit subdued compared to previous India-Australia series, but with the first test match starting, finally the attention's focused on the cricket. there's been talk about how the teams have been preparing. India is worried about Harbhajan Singh and whether he'll be fit in time. He's struggling with an injury to his lower left leg. Australia have no such problems, and they have a full complement of players to pick from. Their only worry is that Ricky Ponting hasn't done too well in this country over the years. He averages only 20 from the 12 games he's played in India in his career.
Well, staying in India, and with little more than 2 days to go to the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games in Delhi, the president of the federation has admitted he's concerned about the state of preparations, but he insists he is not panicking. Mike Fennell told the BBC World Service that work has yet to be completed, particularly in the athletes' village.
Still a few days to go, still a few things to be done, but we're getting there. But funny thing with the games, nothing about the problems we've had so far. This is typical of all games. Every day you find some new things that you have to do and you have to correct. And, you know, when you're using a lot of volunteers and a lot of new people who have never experienced games before, you have to go through and get a better understanding of how they do things. And this is the same here. There's still some cleaning to be done. They had some problems with the Wi-Fi service. It broke down and one or two little things. But that's now normal. That's not normal. In every village you have that. And I can tell you what pleases me. The athletes are happy.
Golf now, and the United States captain Corey Pavin has left out the informed Jim Furyk for the first session of the Ryder Cup at Celtic Manor in Wales starting on Friday. Furyk is the top-ranked player on the US Tour this season and last weekend picked up $10 million for winning the end-of-season event in Atlanta. He was a possible partner for Tiger Woods. Woods, though, has been now been paired with Steve Stricker and they'll take on Ian Poulter and Ross Fisher in the morning's four balls. Corey Pavin explained his decision to leave out Furyk.
Well, he said he was tired. He's been counting the money, and he was very tired from doing so. So you'll see him out in the afternoon. You know, my intention is to try to get everybody out tomorrow. I'm going to just see how the morning goes, and I'll decide about 45 minutes before the first tee time in the afternoon exactly what I'm going to do. But I'm hoping to get everybody out tomorrow.
Elsewhere, Europe's Lee Westwood and Martin Kamer will play Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson. Graham McDowell and Rory McIlroy take on Stuart Sink and Matt Kuchar, while Luke Donald and Padraig Harrington will play the American rookies Bubba Watson and Jeff Overton. The three-times Tour de France champion Alberto Contador told a news conference he'd eaten contaminated meat before failing a drugs test. He'd been professionally suspended from cycling after testing positive for the banned substance clenbuterol during this year's race. The cycling journalist Alistair Fotheringham, who attended the news conference, says that if the authorities accept Contador's story, it'll have a big impact on the sport.
The implication would be, I imagine, and this is, you know, very much conjecture on my part, that the UCI and the anti-doping authorities may well think to themselves, well, we better re-look at this testing procedure, see how it's carried out, what constitutes a positive, what doesn't, etc., etc. Because, if you like, the shock of the scandal caused by this case is such that whichever way it's resolved, it's going to have a major impact on the sport and, I think, on sport in general.
Before we go, a reminder of our top stories. The defending champions Atletico Madrid have been held to a one-all draw by Bayer Leverkusen in football's Europa League. Elsewhere, it finished 1-1 between Manchester City and Juventus, while Liverpool's disappointing start to the season continued with a goalless draw at Utrecht. There's more on our website, bbcworldservice.com, but for now, that's the latest world sport.